attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I got a flyer this morning from Dar Olson up in Sheboygan. Save the date this coming Saturday, December 6th from 3 to 6 p.m., Black River Full Gospel Community Church, located at 2732 Orchard Beach Road, Sheboygan, Michigan. Informational meeting and solar fight update. Citizens opposed to a level 3 industrial solar in Sheboygan County. And they are asking people to come, learn about this project, meet the neighbors that are fighting it, talk to the lawyer, ask questions, and find out how we can best help fight this project. And they're also asking people to help them with their attorney fees. This is something that you guys have been doing all over the place in the state of Michigan. Part of this one, I believe, as well. Your attorney, David Delaney, is he the one representing this group?
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay, very good. And you guys also have a similar battle going on right there in Otsego County.
We do, but it is light years different only because of Judge Hunter's ruling saying that Public Act 233 has no bearing on the application here in Otsego County. So Public Act 233 doesn't exist for us in Otsego County, is essentially what the ruling came down earlier this year. Of course, we're still battling that, but Sheboygan is a slightly different case because they did create what they call a compatible renewable energy ordinance, a CREO. Otsego County did not. Sheboygan did. So there's a big difference between the two, but Sheboygan is the next step. So Otsego County was the first step. Sheboygan is the next step. And then the fight that we're entering into down in Ottawa is multifaceted because there's a battery facility and there's a solar facility going in down there as well. So each one of these cases is sort of a step along the way. And the first one here in Otsego County was just very interesting. How a judge can say that a state law doesn't have any impact on what it's exactly supposed to do, which is site solar and wind and battery facilities, is just kind of mind-boggling. But that's a question for another day as we move forward trying to take down the solar ordinance that the county passed mysteriously in the middle of the pandemic. So that's sort of what we're looking into now. And the ordinance here in Otsego County has some very severe flaws to it that we'll expose pretty soon here as well. But yeah, Sheboygan's a different animal all in and of itself. It's very similar to all the other cases going on, which is Public Act 233, has the bearing there.
Got it. And one of the things, I believe you mentioned your case, is that actually going to the appellate court?
Not yet. No, it has not. The only thing that's in the Court of Appeals in my world right now is the health department, the Northwest Michigan Department of Health. They're the ones that served me with the cease and desist about 5 years ago. And we challenged them in court, had the state law ruled unconstitutional that empowers the local health director. There are five other statutes that we included in that lawsuit that were never addressed. So we are appealing our own win to have those five other statutes looked at as well. So that's the only thing that's in the Court of Appeals right now.
Got it. I got confused there. You've got so many irons in the fire, it's hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I think is very interesting, and I want to continue this conversation about these type of court cases, is because the ramifications of what you're involved in with your attorney, David Delaney, reaching out into other communities, like you say, has statewide implications. And again, this Public Act 233, Clean Energy Act, there's so many things that we need to talk about. If you have any questions for Ian, text them to me, 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Lord, I was born in the land, trying to make a living and doing better.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, the main reason I wanted to discuss this is because while you're running your business, doing all the things that you're involved in at the Iron Pig, now at both locations, you've launched the bourbon, you've done all kinds of things. You're looking to do even more expansion, different things happening. It's a reality of your world that you have to be engaged in these lawsuits, the things that you've tried to do to stay open, basically to keep the restaurant going, protect your employees, you know, be able to pay the bills. But this is something that is a constant, ongoing, it seems, struggle, battle, expense. It takes up your time, meetings with your attorney, all the things that you're involved in. But basically, you feel compelled that this is something you have to do.
Yeah, that is probably the most simple way to put it. I mean, it is very similar to 5 years ago when we were in a time when power was centralized in one location, whether it be with the governor for a time or with the health department for an even longer time. Here we now have, again, centralized power, more specifically, siting power for these wind battery and solar industrial plants. People just don't really seem to understand that this community and communities up here in northern Michigan, people come and visit and live up here because it is northern Michigan. It is not the city. It is not downstate. These projects require massive amounts of acreage, and there's a reason why they're targeting rural communities. In order to get to Gretchen Whitmer's 2040 zero green energy nonsense law that she put out, they have to do this. They have to go after rural communities to put these things. They need the acreage. This is part of our argument in the ordinance that they created in the middle of the pandemic here in Otsego County, that they can put these things in certain districts. And they won't put them in the manufacturing district, which is where you think solar should go. It's an industrial solar plant. But sure, here in Otsego County, the industrial zone is so small that it won't be any use for large-scale utility solar. So we come into an issue where one zone is good, but another zone is bad. And guess which all the good zones are? The forestry, the ag, everything that has these huge swaths of land available. Why do you think the DNR had proposed to do 400 acres right here in Otsego County? This stuff just has to stop. Now, of course, there are people that want these things. There are people that do believe in solar, wind, battery, whatever. That's fine. I'm not fighting against those people. There are communities. There are people in my community that want this industrial solar plant on the other side of town. They see the monetary incentive there. I don't want that. I want the monetary incentive of our property value being high and tourists coming to the region because it's so gorgeous up here. We start putting these things in everywhere like they want to, and we're just not going to have that anymore. It's the same thing with the pandemic. You start changing the rules. We no longer have a late night bar crowd nearly in anywhere in the state. I hear it all the time. The pandemic killed the late night bar scene. Now, of course, there are going to be people that are going to be happy about that. But by and large, the business owners that invested in that idea, that has been destroyed. And that's what I see coming down the line with all these industrial solar, wind, and battery plants, is that they're just going to destroy northern Michigan. People aren't going to want to live here. They aren't going to want to come vacation up here. You're going to go out on your boat, on your lake, and you're going to see solar panels and wind turbines off the lake. I mean, it's just absolute nonsense. And if somebody doesn't stand up now, before you know it, we're going to be covered in these things. And I fundamentally just can't sit by and not do anything the exact same way 5 years ago. It's that simple.
Well, and on top of it, and this is the other thing that people need to understand, you totally appreciate and understand, for example, affordable housing. Workforce projects where we need more housing up here in northern Michigan. We've got people, employees, that are having to travel sometimes, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour to get to work because there's no housing available up here in northern Michigan that they can afford. I mean, it's not like you're against every single development or project out there. It's just ones that you feel aren't going to actually benefit the community. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I have a real problem with centralized planning. That really is it. People down in Lansing, a three-person board appointed by the governor is not going to make decisions about what they're going to put in my backyard. It's that simple. Now, our founding fathers derived this idea of local representation. Public Act 233 strips away that entire idea. Now, of course, there are people out there that believe that zoning shouldn't even be a thing. I mean, I think we're seeing that over in Antrim County right now, where they're talking about the idea of just removing some zoning laws altogether. I think it's Antrim.
Yes, it is.
So, of course, there are people on all sides of this coin, but we need responsible development. And responsible development begins at the local level. It does not begin at the state down in Lansing with a three-person appointed board. It just doesn't. That's what I have the biggest problem with in all of this. And again, it's similar to the health director of the state saying you can't have your restaurant open with more than 25% capacity. You require people to sign in. You have to put stickers on the floor. You have to have everybody wear a mask. Centralized planning doesn't work. I don't know how long we have to keep telling people this, but obviously our legislators haven't gotten that message yet.
Well, and the other aspect of this that I'm really concerned about is, again, if you don't fight this fight, you almost feel like, you know, who else is going to do it? I mean, who else has the vested interest? Who has the time? Who has the resources to basically fight this fight? And unless you do it, who else is going to do it?
Right. And I'll tell you, this time around is much different than 5 years ago. Of course, the situations are completely different, but we're talking about, again, centralized planning. Now, we had very few people 5 years ago stand up and say no to the mandates, to the lockdowns, to all of that. We know who those people are, by and large. The Carl Mankeys, the Carl the Barbers, the Marlenas, of course, myself. There are many more that did stay open but just didn't make a fuss about it. This time around, in this situation, you know this, people have reached out from all over the state. I get phone calls, messages at both restaurants almost nearly daily about help for these situations. And I got to tell you, it crushes me inside that I don't have more time to be able to help these people in these situations. There's so many of them, Randy. I can't tell you how many. I mean, there's at least a dozen of these projects, at least a dozen in Michigan, being proposed or in the proposal stages right now. And I got to tell you, I'm worried. I don't know that we can effectively combat all of these all at once. So the best that we can do is hope that we tear down that statute and give these other people around the state fighting these battles some kind of precedent to stand on to say Public Act 233 needs to be destroyed. Now, we have one chamber, the House, that seems to be getting the message. We need to flip the Senate so we can get the Senate on the same side. And then, of course, we need an executive to sign a law that's going to take that power back away from the Michigan Public Service Commission and give it back to us locals.
Well, and on top of that, because, of course, that's my mission, I've got so many things happening on various projects and different activities that, you know, many of my other sponsors are potentially being involved in what's going on down there in Lansing. We have to flip, and we have to get a new governor on our side and flip the Senate. But more importantly, this is all part of my overall thing that Michigan is broken and needs to be fixed in so many different areas. You know, Carla Wagner trying to eliminate property taxes to make it affordable to stay here, reduce the costs on businesses. I mean, car insurance, the roads. I mean, the list goes on and on. Our power grid basically is a monopoly between DTE and Consumers Energy. You know, we have no competition in electricity in this state. But again, you're fighting it from all these other angles, that, I mean, it just shows everybody what's wrong with the state of Michigan because of all this nonsense that's been going on for the last 8 years.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the conversation that I have with anybody running for office, whether that's somebody for governor, somebody for AG, secretary of state, whatever it is, the theme that I run through all those conversations is deregulation. You want to grow Michigan. We want to turn Michigan around. We want to get Michigan moving again. Whatever the hell your moniker is or your campaign slogan is going to be,
yeah,
it needs to be about deregulation. Deregulate, get rid of the second, you know, all these extra departments that the governor has created. I mean, we have two education departments, and we're like fourth. We're in the bottom four of education in the state or in the country.
Right.
Like, this is what really needs to happen is deregulation across the board. I mean, we cannot keep increasing the cost of energy just because DTE asks for one. Like, this is just insane. Again, Michigan Public Service Commission making choices, centralized choices for all of us in the state. That kind of stuff has got to stop. And I'll be honest, we need an attorney general that is going to be able to handle the amount of lawsuits that potentially could be coming forward because of this. We know these people have a lot of power. We know they have a lot of money. That's the other problem, is they're donating to these legislators' campaigns. So, of course, you're not going to get any kind of meaningful legislation that is going to rein in this power. So it's definitely a big issue and very multifaceted, and we've got to have somebody with big arms to get their arms around all of this nonsense and get Michigan going again.
Amen. Well, let's talk about the Iron Pig. What do you got planned? What should people know about? Mark their calendars for upcoming events you got planned there at the Iron Pig locations.
Man, I got to tell you, all this snow that came in, we're moving snow around. We're opening up our backyard, firing up the fire pits. We've got this great outdoor space between our pavilion and the new restaurant where we've got a food truck sitting out back. So snowmobilers can literally just pull up, get off their sled, pull their helmet off, walk into the backyard, grab a beer or an adult hot chocolate, a piece of pizza or a pulled pork sandwich right there. You don't ever have to get out of your gear if you don't want to. Of course, if you want to, go inside, get out of your gear, warm up. But this new outdoor space that we've created is going to be awesome. And much more parking this year. I mean, this winter season is off to a bang already. It's awesome.
Good, good, good. Because I know you got some snow, and they're saying the temperatures may be holding, and next snow front's coming in is going to be a big one. I'm looking at one way up in Canada, and, man, they're talking about 2 to 3 feet. And I'm like, oh, man, I just got my snow thrower working. So thank God for that. But
I mean, definitely off to the races for this. I mean, we've seen the snowmobilers are already here in town. They're visiting the restaurant already. So, excellent. I mean, another good, excellent start to the season is always helpful for food and beverage, for sure.
Yes, especially this early, December 1st, and we're rocking and rolling right after Thanksgiving. So I want to give out the website. Everything's listed there. If you would like to place an order to go, whatever you like to do, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. Final thoughts, Ian, before I let you go for today.
Yeah, you know, we still are running some specials.